The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, two of the disciples of Jesus were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, "What is this conversation that you're holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know these things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some of our women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with him went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. And then he said to them, 'O foolish men, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he was going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. While he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he had vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road and while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour, and they returned to Jerusalem. And there they found the 11 who were with them together, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what happened on the road and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. The story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is one of the loveliest stories in the Gospel. But how does it connect to us? There is a painting by the Dutch painter Rembrandt of Jesus sitting at table between the two disciples. The painting tries to capture the rapture that is on the face of the disciples at the moment they recognize Jesus. So there was a guide whose job it was to show Rembrandt's painting to visitors in the museum that it hung. He always began by telling them the story behind the picture, the story that we've just read in the Gospel this evening. And sadly, for many years, he told the story mechanically and without conviction. Then his wife, whom he loved dearly, got cancer and died a slow, agonizing death. He could see absolutely no meaning in her terrible suffering and untimely death. She was a good person. She didn't deserve to die like that. And he was heartbroken. For him, it was as if life had come to an end. Nevertheless, sometime after the funeral, he was persuaded to go back to the museum. And once again, he found himself telling the story, only more mechanically than before. Then one day something clicked inside him And suddenly he realized the story was not just about those two disciples, it was about him too. Like those two disciples, he was going down a sad and lonely road. Even though he was a believer, up to this time Jesus had been little more than a figure who lived only in the musty pages of the Gospels. But now Jesus came alive to him. He felt his presence at his side, the presence of a friend who knew all about human suffering. And at that moment his eyes were open and he saw things differently. It was as if he was hearing the Easter message for the first time. His heart began to burn within him. Jesus was alive. Therefore, his beloved wife, who believed in Jesus, was alive too, because Jesus overcame death, not just for himself, but for us too. He went on telling the story at the museum, only now he did it differently. He did it with feeling and conviction. And as he did this, a healing process was at work within him, and he began to hope and to live again. So what is the connection with us? The connection is that for all of us, we have some experience of the road to Emmaus. The road to Emmaus represents the road of disappointment, of failure, of sorrow, grief, and broken dreams. The risen Lord is with us on the road, even though we may not recognize him. He shows us that God brings good out of evil, life out of death, and glory out of pain and suffering. The resurrection of Jesus opens our stories to that perspective, not just of a happy ending, but of a glorious ending. He made it possible for us to enter into the dark kingdom of death with hearts that are buoyed up with hope.